Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome again to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We're so glad that you're here today. And Mark Schatz and I am so glad to be here that we can study together from the Word of God. And we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we're looking at verses 4 and 5. But we wanted to talk a little more about verses 1 through 3. There Paul expresses about these Thessalonians, these Christians, that he wants their prayers, that the Word of God would be growing and increasing, and that God would be glorified in his life like it was with them. And as we see this, he also hopes that those who would be unreasonable and unfaithful and wicked, that they would be defeated, and that the Lord, knowing that he's always faithful, would establish and guard them. Based upon that, Mark, we see in verses 4 and 5 some very profound thoughts. You want to begin by reading verses 4 and 5?
Yeah, in 4 and 5 of chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians, Paul writes, "We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ." It's interesting, Paul, as he goes down through here, that he mentions in verse 2 those evil men and those men who do not have faith. Verse 3, as we saw last week, he said, "But the Lord is faithful." So he contrasts the Lord with those evil men who do not have faith. And in verse 4, we're going to see him in verse 4 and 5 focus on these Christians, that he has confidence in the Lord concerning you. And he's going to talk about them. But he mentions here, he mentioned the men that didn't have faith. And he said, but you can see him drawing that contrast. But when it comes to you, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you. And I was thinking about, as we looked through this letter, as we've studied through this letter, even back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, you can see that it's not an empty confidence that he has in them. We saw throughout the letters, 1 Thessalonians and even into 2 Thessalonians, what type of character these saints had. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul wrote, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater." So he talks about this idea of he has confidence in them. And that confidence is based upon their past performance, you would say, the type of people they were, the lives that they lived. He said, "We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, because he had heard, he had observed, he had been with them and had seen the godly lives they were living and how their love grows for one another and for the Lord too."
I think that's fantastic, Mark, as we see this, that Paul had experienced, when we read about the history of his life, he had experienced people who had assisted him in preaching the gospel, who then abandoned him, and brethren who would not stand with him. And here he talks about those who do not have faith. But then he says, the Lord is faithful. We can count on the Lord. And Paul expresses this confidence that he can count on these brethren as well. And I think that's an outstanding point that you make there, and that we can learn from this passage. Here is a great point, though, that we need to have about other Christians. Paul had confidence in the Lord concerning them, that they had been doing and would continue to do these commands that were from the Lord. And so here he is assuming the very best of them. He is hoping the very best of them. And he has confidence in them as Christians that they are going to keep on being faithful. And what a great thing to have brethren that you're close with, that you can interact with, that can support you. And the things they've done in the past, you can be confident they're going to do in the future. And I think that's a great point that we can make here. Now, Mark, he says that they had been doing and were going to continue to do what had been commanded. What kind of things were those?
You think about the idea of being faithful during persecutions, especially, that Paul had talked about those and had those commands that they needed to be steadfast, they needed to be faithful, even in spite of the persecutions they were undergoing. And as we saw from chapter 1, we read just a moment ago, when he was describing them, that one of the commands that we see that Paul issues, that God through Paul issues, is that Christians should love one another, that they should grow and that they should show that love for one another, do what's best for one another. And that would be another one. And you can think of all the commands that we've studied through these two letters that Paul had given to these Christians. And it seemed like they were more than willing that once they saw what the word of the Lord was, that they fully embraced it and that they lived lives like they should. You talked a moment ago about thinking the best of one another. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you. That idea of we think the best in one another. In other places, Paul wrote about Christians, or at least the danger of Christians, who would bite and devour one another, and how deadly that would be to their souls, and how not beneficial that would be to the spread of the gospel and the word spreading, like he talked about here in chapter 3, verse 1. He wanted them to pray that the word would spread rapidly, of the Lord would spread rapidly and be glorified. But if we don't think best about one another, and we bite and devour one another as Christians, that's going to hinder the spread of the word of the Lord, and certainly will hinder the word of the Lord being glorified. So there's just a lot that he says there in verse 4, when he says, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. We should think the best of fellow Christians and be supportive of them, and we should rejoice in their faithfulness, and we should pray for them and support them in every way possible. And I think that's one of the points that Paul makes there.
It's interesting that he expresses this great confidence that they will do these commands of the Lord. And in verse 6, he's going to give a very difficult command for them to follow. We're not going to get to verse 6 in our study today, but maybe he's prepping them a little bit. You've always done God's will. I know you'll continue to do God's will. And then in this chapter, a little later on, he's going to say, here's a command that you need to follow through with. And I think that's a really good point. Go ahead, Mark.
It's interesting, too. You mentioned this, and you kind of made the point as you were speaking, but we talked earlier about how the word of the Lord in verse 3, how the Lord is emphasized heavily in this chapter, that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, that the Lord is faithful. Verse 4, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you. And verse 5, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. We talked about how that, especially in this chapter 3, it's very God and Christ-centered. His confidence is in the Lord concerning them, that they'll continue to do the Lord's commands. They'll continue to be faithful to the Lord. And in verse 5, he says, may the Lord direct your hearts. Where is the Lord supposed to direct their hearts as he finishes out the verse, Paul?
Oh, it says into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. And as we think about that, when we're called upon to be steadfast, when we're called upon to abide in the love of God, we know there's challenges. There's perverse and evil men. And when we know that we are called upon to be faithful and to keep on and not to give up, where do we need to focus? On the Lord. And so as we look at that, we talked a little bit, Mark, in our preparation for our study today about the Lord directing our hearts and in His providence, in His word, in His care, in all that God does. Paul here desires that God would be influencing them to have the love of God in their lives and the steadfastness of Christ. What's he talking about there?
Yeah, you look at that, and really he gives them two examples of what they should be like. He said, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Think about how God loves, and as Christians, we're to become God-like. We're to look at other people like God looks at them. We're to love other people like God loves them. So there's a great example of how God could direct them just by the example of God's love. And then he mentions the steadfastness of Christ. When we read about Christ's life here on this earth, he was steadfast. He was focused. There were troubles. There were trials. There were persecutions. But he was focused on pleasing God and serving God. And he just plowed straight ahead, serving, being steadfast, being loyal, being faithful to God, persevering to the very end when he was victorious. And there's two good examples, and the Lord could direct their hearts into God's love, the example that God gives, and the steadfastness of Christ, Christ's steadfastness.
And that's exactly what we are devoted to still doing today. We're so glad that you've joined us for this Bible study, and we'll plan on picking up next time with 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, and we hope you'll join us for a few more Minutes of Truth.
Say.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.